You're listening to SBS News.
All 27 European Union members' leaders have met in Brussels to discuss British Prime Minister Theresa May's request for the Brexit withdrawal date to be delayed until June the 30th. After 7 hours of discussion, Donald Tusk, President of the European Council, announced the EU would grant the UK the extension it was seeking, but there will only be a 2-week reprieve to begin with, and there will be conditions attached.
What this means in practice is that until that date, all options will remain open, and the cliff edge dates will be delayed.
If Theresa May's withdrawal deal is passed by the British Parliament next week, the EU will extend the leaving date to the 22nd of May, giving the UK more time to prepare for its exit. But the House of Commons has already voted down this deal twice, and if Westminster chooses to reject the deal again, the UK has until April 12th to come up with a new approach. The UK may be granted a longer extension after then, but by doing so, they would be forced to participate in EU parliamentary elections.
The UK government will still have a choice of a deal, a no deal, a long extension, or revoking Article 50.
And Europe Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says this extension is the final favour the UK will receive in the Brexit process.
This closes and completes the full package. There is no more than we can live. We are hopeful that the agreement will be adopted by the House of Commons.
This extension granted by the EU is not the one Theresa May was seeking. She had asked for the deadline to be extended to June 30th to allow the UK time to approve the withdrawal bill and pass legislation to ease the transition. But her pitch didn't convince EU leaders. Now she's again asking MPs in Britain to approve the withdrawal agreement before time runs out.
At the last general election, 80% of the votes were cast for members of Parliament who stood on a manifesto to honour that decision, respect the referendum. I think the time is now to deliver for the British people. The time is now to make the decision.
Miss May faces huge challenges in securing the bill's passage through Parliament. She secured the current withdrawal agreement with the EU in November last year, but it has been voted down twice by the House of Commons. Speaker John Bercow has already ruled that the government cannot submit the current Brexit bill for a third vote unless substantial changes are made to the legislation. And MPs who previously supported the bill have said they may not do so again if the Brexit deadline is delayed. French President Emmanuel Macron warns another rejection from the UK's parliament will only lead to one outcome.
In case of no vote or no, I mean, directly, it will guide everybody to a no deal.
The EU have left open the option of revoking Article 50, which would stop the UK's withdrawal plans altogether. There is still some public support for that idea in Britain, with over 2 million people signing a parliamentary petition to cancel Brexit. But the Prime Minister maintains that is not an option.
At the last general election, 80% of the votes were cast for members of Parliament who stood on a manifesto to honour that decision, respect the referendum. I think the time is now to deliver for the British people. The time is now to make the decision.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.